The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697. Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with an arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, most effective, and, can't leave this out, affordable tools to stack your business playbook. If you own a small business, a car dealership, a franchise, you're an attorney, you own a nursing home, an assisted living center, or a dental practice, we want to provide you with the most comprehensive and up-to-date marketing information, website ideas, financial information, financing, you name it. If we've broken our legs and we fixed it, we want to share that with you. And if we've had some massive wins, we want to share that with you as well. And we compile all this information into a brief podcast for you to listen to about how we can help you. If you find this information useful, we want to ensure that you tune back in, because we're constantly doing different topics, everything from outsourcing, marketing, you name it, we're going to cover it. So we're here to help you make your business successful. You know, the Sport of Winning will coach you to success if you need it. So today we're going to outline business etiquette. If you have any comments or questions, we are on a pre-recorded call today due to the fact that we are extremely busy at Video Broadcast Services, but you can reach us. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com, and we will promise, we will get back to you. A little bit about us. Our exclusive marketing firm is one of our tools for success of our business and our client strategy. We use video to create a massive online presence for our clients, from websites to traffic and retention, and also conversion of your website. We have a complete different approach to online business. Think old school Main Street marketing, kind of like our parents used to do, where we integrate cutting edge strategies in today's tech world. So enough about us, as the program is about you and your business. Let's now bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. And you really brought up some great points there at the beginning that that our shows really are offered to help the business owners succeed and to really look at things differently and more effectively, and hopefully be able to quickly implement the things that we're talking about to really make some positive changes in their business.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we are going to be talking about today is business etiquette and how you can kind of just kind of fine-tune some things, and how, you know, you can really kind of re-energize and recharge your entire business with just a couple of different thought processes to really help you gain the edge with your consumers, your clients, whatever it happens to be that you're selling, a product or service, really how you can kind of change things around. And one of the previous programs that we did, we talked a little bit about, Kyle, how people are treating salespeople or vendors when people come in to try to sell you a new product or service in your business, and how a lot of times the business owners are rude and not very nice to people. I think we can start with that. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, sometimes you do walk into a business, and if you have a business with a front, and, where the front of the business and they're greeted by a receptionist or someone at the front desk, that's really the first face of your business. And if they're not greeting your customers or clientele warmly, I mean, it's going to really affect negatively. And that negative perception of a business can spread very quickly and not only hurt your business with that customer, but with future customers as well, as your reputation of being a negative business or a rude business can spread.
All right. I know one thing, I think that we've gotten very lackadaisical in today's business world in terms of our dress code, how emails are conducted. And you and I both know, Kyle, we back and forth with some of our emails sometimes, and then the good old autocorrect that comes on that you don't always catch. And my unfortunately aging eyes, sometimes I have sent out an email with some typos in it. And I it drives me crazy, but nonetheless, I'm busy, and it's not intentional. And I think most people understand that's just a simple mistake and not to worry about it. But I will admit that I have received emails where you would have thought that a preschool kid wrote it. So if you're not that great at writing emails, people know when it's just an autocorrect or a mistake where you just might not have caught it. But then you can tell when something is poorly constructed. And there are some different programs out there. One is called Grammarly.com. There's different software apps out there that you can clue into, just kind of run your emails through to make sure that they're written correctly. And sometimes it's over-the-top suggestions, and sometimes it's just some quick fixes that you need to make to your emails. Or have somebody in your office or a friend to go through and scan your email templates that are going out to make sure that they're professional looking. Also, in terms of a dress code, Kyle, I think things have become very business-friendly, business-casual. I think that's just the way it's trending. The day of suits and ties and, suits for women are kind of even falling to the wayside. However, with that said, I do not believe in showing up in inappropriate clothing and a lot of, inappropriate attire. I think that you need to know how to put yourself together. And to me, I think there's no excuse to not looking professional. You know, for a man, it's as simple as getting a couple of nice pair of no iron khakis and a nice dress shirt. I don't think you need to necessarily wear a tie. I know for me, I would never not buy a service or product from someone that wasn't in a suit. I don't believe in that, Kyle. I'm sure you feel the same way. I mean, that's kind of our dress code around here. But nonetheless, I do think when you're meeting with a high-profile client that you do need to step up your game a little bit. You know, one pet peeve of mine is I cannot stand when women go into an appointment with chipped nail polish. That's like one of my pet peeves. What are some of yours, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, it's as you're talking about a dress code, I mean, it really is. I mean, an impression based. We do live in an impression based society, and when you're not put together well, it's a reflection of your business. Is your business not put together very well? And so, and we've been in the meetings with other, with clients, and other vendors have come in as well. Other third-party vendors such as ourselves have been in the group meeting. And when they walk in, you're kind of like, this is how you're representing yourself and your business. They're just coming in free. What they would go out on a Saturday. And it really is a reflection of your personal presentation, your business's presentation of how you're representing yourself and your business. And when you slide on that and begin to slide on that, it can have negative effects on your business. And we're not talking about wearing tuxedos or anything like that to work, but presenting yourself in a professional way and dressing professionally is what's going to really set your business apart from everyone else.
Well, Kyle, I hate to break this to you, but I was going to implement mandatory tuxedo at video broadcast service. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. I mean, you don't need to be in a tuxedo or even a suit, but for women, tone down the perfume, tone down the, take the nail polish off if it's chipping off. Make sure that you, in terms of, you go on appointments, you meet with clients or whatever, I think thank you notes are really helpful. Thank you for, even if it's a simple email, thank you for your time. I appreciated meeting with you today. you know, it's been, you know, wonderful to meet you. I look forward to hearing from you or whatever. You know, follow-up is very important. I also think that, you know, your first impression really should be the most important. And, you know, make sure that you, you know, if you like to go out after work and have a couple of drinks and you've got an early morning appointment, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to go out and do that. When you've got to be in front of a client early in the morning, or, you know, you've got to present, you know, not that I'm telling you you can't go out and have a drink after work or whatever, but I'll always remember what impression you're going to be putting out there. I nothing worse than, you know, going in and reeking of alcohol the next day when you're going in to try to talk to a client, patient or whatever. So I think it's, you know, how we conduct ourselves outside of work is very important in terms of how we translate our productivity and our impression of ourselves onto others. So, Kyle, you know, we've talked amongst ourselves in terms of, you know, things that we've talked about that we've been in the meeting and just not really good practices that business owners have kind of, you know, picked up on and some of the things that they do. You know, what are some of those things that you and I have talked about that we can kind of download to our listeners about? Some things that they can easily avoid and easily integrate to ensure that they're not crossing the line, for the lack of a better word.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've talked earlier, you know, in today's show about, you know, dress etiquette, having a professional dress etiquette, the way that you interact with your clients and customers, always making sure that you're in a positive, upbeat position yourself when you're speaking to them. But secondly, I mean, even with, you know, you talked about chipped nails and things like that, making sure that those are painted for women. Even for guys, it goes the same way as, you know, not going 3 days without shaving, making sure that you're clean shaven and not, you know, not showing up to work, you know, with a 5+ o'clock shadow per se. And so there's things like that that you can do to really, you know, set your business apart. But you know, it really comes down to how you treat your clients, how you treat you know, in how employees treat one another internally, and all of that stuff, you know, has a spillover effect and a spill out effect, and spills over into how your business is conducted and operated.
Right, and I think, I know that we've talked a few times when I've been on appointments, and I've been referred to as, you know, honey bun and sweetie pie, and I think there's a time and place for that. I can tell when it's manufactured and when it's sincere, and I think that if you're prone to do that, I think that you need to kind of rein that in a little bit and make sure that you're, you know, applying that on appropriate people as opposed to just people you don't really know. I think how you conduct yourself is also going to be set the tone for any meetings that you might be in with your employees, and I think that they're going to kind of have a monkey see, monkey do mentality, so that has to be, you know, taken into account. You know, we're in a day and age where, you know, sexual harassment is a big deal. You know, I think that, you know, you've got to be able to understand and police yourself of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And I see it time and time and again, not only within, you know, feedback from our clients in terms of what they tell us, what they're dealing with, but, you know, just personal people that I know that are dealing with things that are what I would consider extremely, you know, inappropriate in the workplace in terms of what goes on. But it's such an anomaly with in terms of, you know, business and how things are done. And it's just amazing to kind of sit back and kind of look at some of the just stories I've read online, information I've gotten from, like I said, friends and family, and just from meetings, you know, within clients that we've met with, and the challenges that everybody, you know, the challenges that everybody faces, and how to keep everything kosher and running smoothly, and really how to make sure that your business is putting its best face forward and you're not doing anything that's going to embarrass yourself or, unfortunately, cost you money. So it's very important to always remember, always think, you know, how is my business being received and how am I receiving business? And I think you can learn a lot from that in terms of people coming in and communicating with you and how you communicate with people. I think it's an ever-evolving process, and I think everybody can learn a lot. If you're a good listener, always be a good listener. You can learn a lot just from listening alone. Again, I hate to break off early, but we are so busy. The next couple of weeks, we are going to have a few live shows, but we are going to be on a lot of broadcast, pre-recorded broadcasts, because we are very, very busy at Video Broadcast Services. But again, we do thank you for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, idea, or you have useful information or a product or service for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697. Again, that number, 888-996-9697, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins. Thanks for tuning in.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.